begun to be heavy, far better. We should know that all the living entities, whether they are free, creepers, animals, birds, birds, man, goddess, and anyone, all are because of some and some. That's all. So, if we pray Krishna, if we call, by saying Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This sarvajna is
all knowing.
What has been done in past, now what is going on, and what will be in future. Everything he knows is all in his hands. But it is in his hands. Supreme power. He can do anything he does. But then this thing can be so merciful. If you have done anything wrong, and he calls me, oh, I will never do like this, like that, I'm not. I'm giving up all the things that I think. And both on lust, anger, I will never do. And he calls me. And come to their inner heart, they will fight their heart, make a seat for me, also Palavita there, and get this method. Don't want money, no problem of money. Whether you are old or young, whether you are girl or boy, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are Hindu, Christian, Isai, Bauddha, or anything, you need. This is all Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I think his nature is that he is bound, but his nature is bound to make you happy. And he will take us in his arms. He has done less and less good things. So we must take unconditional surrender in the rest of the world. And powerful, merciful. This is the teaching, and this is the
one.
Instruction. Also of Vedas, the Parishad, and also of Christianity, what book?
Bible.
Also Quran, everything. Everything. So, in this Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga, Kali means Kali Lati Iti Kali. Kalham means to
quarrel,
ourselves is quarrel. Everyone is quarreling in family, in country, in out of country, as we say. When I can hear, it was very hard to come. So, getting in behind all other things, thinking that they are some other country. Who has divided? God has himself divided all these countries. I think some hundred or thousand years before India was connected with South Korea, also with Africa, to America with Africa, after by going up sea, anyhow divided. But now we are thinking that this is ours, it is there, it is all ours. So try to believe in Krishna all. And B, you should give up everything to the Lord Krishna. Chant always Hare Krishna. Love each other. Try to honor all. When one, now devotees are permitted, what to say? Other person. This is my area, this is your area. You cannot enter in our area.
No.
You should, we should try that Narayan Maharaj cannot come in this territory. So, this is why honor each Vaishnav without any creed, cost and creed, no territory at all, not any thing, all are in Krishna family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Pranam. I want to hear. If you like. There are so many Vaishnavas here, qualified, and learned. I want to hear something. Because I cannot express my ideas in English, so I want to get them to get friends. Maharaj has done. 15 minutes after that, all the Yogi program was happened. So, we are going to be written by a good person, very important man. And if there is not come who has given that Krishna pain was to anyone who came in front of it, even anyone, dog of
Sivananda
Singh. And also others. Even these animals, they can full of Krishna. Even elephants, elephants and tigers, playing with deer and people and all, taking Harinam, Harinam. So we remember all the
is very hungry for loving Krishna and for serving Krishna. Then Krishna becomes pleased to taste that devotee's service. For example, Mother Yashoda, which is described in the next of devotion, is the personification or embodiment of motherly love, Bhaktavati Rock. His native love, her actual body, his native love, the Krishna. So that hunger that she has to make Krishna happy, which even sometimes comes in the form of the Indian Krishna, sometimes we see those Indian drinks. When he started holding Krishna's ear because he stole some butter or yogurt and he's very sure that he won't grow up properly. He grow up to be as naughty as he is now, so sometimes he abuses him. But her hunger to satisfy him makes Krishna very hungry also. So as soon as he sees Mother Yashoda, he immediately runs and jumps on his lap, on her lap, and takes her breath in his mouth and immediately begins tasting that love. Actually, everything, just as he sang the song, means that he was a honey cake. So one of the verses is that Srimati Radhika, her ecstatic feelings of gravity and ecstasy take the form of diamond necklaces and other ornaments that he wears. So the clothing, the ornaments, even the color of hair, the very body of all the devotees in Vrindavan, where souls have rights in Krishna book, is the place where everyone is mad after Krishna and mad after Jesus Krishna. They're all manifestations of the devotee's love. And this makes Krishna very hungry and very thirsty. So another meaning, besides the fact that if the devotee is hungry, then Krishna becomes free to pay such devotee service, is that when Krishna is freed by the devotee's service, through the happiness of Krishna, the devotee is free. Sometimes we think, Maharaj also gave this these analogies around the same time in the same classes as he was explaining what is love and what is Krishna, that I am thinking that Krishna must be so pleased with my service to him. I'm doing such a good job, I'm doing such nice service, Krishna must be pleased. So this is not love and this is not thinking of the happiness of Krishna, but it's self-happiness. Maharaj gave the example that in India, there was a very poor man. So poor, I forget how much he was making, something very little, like 25 rupees a month, that's less than a dollar. And he had a son who was living far away with his mother, and he was sending about 20 rupees a month to the son, to the mother, with a letter to the son, so that the son could be dressed nicely and go to school or whatever. And he was only keeping 5 or so rupees for himself. And he was sleeping on his footpath, hardly eating anything. Very suffering life he was experiencing, lots of misery. But every once in a while, when he got a letter from his mother that his son was doing so well, from the money he was sending, he would tell everybody how wonderful his son was doing, and he would take so much pleasure in that. So we might think that this is selfless love and happiness derived from that love, but Maharaj explained that this was actually his personal happiness. He was just enjoying the fact that he was making his son pleased. Maharaj explained that it's a very subtle difference, but it makes a big difference. It makes a difference between taking birth again in this material world, or living in your local Vrindavan, or suffering in the Jayadharma. It explains that even activities of neophyte devotional service in Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations but without attachment to Krishna, even such regulated activities is a cause of misery. Because even though I'm thinking that I'm doing something to please Krishna, because I'm actually the center of my activity, I have to suffer the miseries of this material world. So love is the highest principle, and Maharaj and Prabhupada both explained in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary and the Antarita of Chaitanya Charitamrita in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sastakam prayer. Lord Chaitanya is taking the mood of Srimati Radhika that if Krishna's happiness, if Krishna gets his pleasure from making me unhappy, then that is my greatest happiness. That Krishna prefers some other gopis above me, but for some reason she's angry at Krishna and she doesn't want to go to him, then I will personally go to her house and fall down at her feet and take her hand and bring her to Krishna. Because if Krishna's happiness is to make me unhappy, this is my greatest happiness. This is inconceivable to us at this stage, but it's actually the benediction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to the jivas and all of his representatives, beginning from Rupa Goswami down to Avasu Prabhupada and also to Anaraya Maharaj. So we're very, very lucky to go from the platform of calm or material lust in the name of love for my satisfaction to the topmost love of pleasing Krishna, and then I actually become free.
Thank you. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha. Thank you. Thank you. গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে, গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে,